grace bad upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame. Upon his precious head.
Welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry Podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is Good Friday, so it's a pretty solemn and somber episode today. Very serious. Thank you so much to Michael Cooper for his cover of 10,000 Angels. We'll hear the rest of that song once we wrap up here. Today's poem is entitled Nailed to the Cross, and I'm going to get right to it. Nailed to the Cross. The list gets longer every time I turn around, opening my big mouth when I shouldn't make a sound, being quiet when I should stand up and speak. The list says I'm a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, a sneak. The list stands between me and my family and friends, creating confusion and ridiculous spins, like we're enemies even though we're not. Could be moving on, but we're still caught, caught in a trap that won't cease to persist, all because of this stupid list. I hate it. I hate it more than I can say. It makes me see night while it's still day. I hate it. I do. But I know who hates it more. I know who it hurts deep down to the core. I know who realizes the magnitude of loss. I thank God that this was the list that was nailed to the cross. So it is finished. I am free. Indeed, I live. We will be with him in paradise, cause he said, Father, forgive. What stands between my God and I? What standard of justice convicts me to die? What accusation stands against the Lord's anointed? Who will change the appointment of he whom God has appointed? The list? I don't think so. Not only is it gone, but it is God that made it go. He doesn't even remember. It is nothing in his mind. The list is nowhere in his presence. You cannot possibly find. If you search for it, chalk it up to a joyful loss. My brothers, my sisters, the list was nailed to the cross. Walk in forgiveness. Walk anew. The list no longer has any weight on you. It is gone forever. Rejoice in emancipation. You are ransomed forever to live in celebration. Your list, my list, mark it off as our greatest loss. The list forever is nailed to the cross.
They struck him and they cursed him, and they mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. When they nailed him to the cross, his mother stood nearby. He said, woman, behold thy son. Cried, I thirst for water, but they gave him none to drink. Then the sinful work of man was done. To the howling mob he yielded, he did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. When he cried, it's finished, he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. For you and me, yes, he died alone.